It is day two of the 2011 Virginia Film Festival. I'm sitting across from Joey Scheel and Ben Saunders, who brought their documentary Blank Street to the Virginia Film Festival. Blank Street will be playing a double bill on Saturday at 10:45 on Vinegar Hill with another documentary called Trolley. But let's hear about your film. Let's hear about Blank Street. First, introduce yourselves.
I'm Joey Scheel.
I'm Ben Saunders.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about the film.
Blank Street is a documentary about economic struggles in Virginia, the people experiencing them, and then the idea of becoming involved in your community.
And where was that filmed? Was that filmed here in Charlottesville?
All over the state.
All over Virginia.
Yes. So we were in Charlottesville for a few days, but yes. Yeah.
And what attracted you to this topic?
We were film students at VCU. Mm-hmm. Actually, both just finished last year. And both passionate about social justice issues and people in general, and just kind of tired of discussing things and talking about what can be done. So we just grabbed our cameras and hit the road for about 8, 9, 10 weeks and just hung out with any and everybody who was willing to share a story.
So I asked the same question of a filmmaker yesterday. He's showing a film that he made on Evita Perón, and I said, is this a documentary or is this a political film? And he said, it's a documentary because he's trying to be unbiased. I'm going to guess your answer might be a little bit different.
I think it is a documentary. It's a little bit tricky because it does have a little bit of a political stance to it, but more so on the sense of just showing what is going on and saying that if things aren't working correctly, then what are we doing just as citizens as well, that why do we just sit around and let these things happen where we could be creating projects and programs and getting involved and doing things where maybe the government isn't mm-hmm. covering all the bases. So we're trying to I guess show where people can kind of make up that lack, I guess.
Right. So you can be an advocate for a point of view, but still be an effective documentary filmmaker.
I hope so.
So your film is 42 minutes long, and you just kind of touched on the question, but if when people come see the film tomorrow, what effect do you want to have on them when they walk out of your film? What do you hope is the impact it will have on them and inspire them to do?
I know from just past screenings and just discussions with friends and complete strangers who are now friends who've seen the film. I mean, we are pumped when people leave or even during a Q&A ask about what is a good idea we can do now? Where can we start? Ben had an example over the summer. He showed it, and there's one particular shot. We filmed a toothbrush, a really dirty toothbrush, laying on the ground under a bridge down in Newport News. And one of the girls in the audience had an idea to collect toothbrushes for homeless folks.
Nice.
And just completely, maybe down the road she might have thought about it, but, seeing the film kind of inspired that. And so we're hoping that, people ask, you meet a couple of people, like our main characters in the film, throughout the film, and they're asking, well, how can we support these folks? And we just kind of say, well, do something, with the people that that are struggling in your community, and put your money and resources and efforts there, or even lack of money. It's not like you really need money to make a difference. So we're just hoping to inspire more projects, more Blank Streets, really.
We should do something. Are there particular nonprofit groups that you've worked with, civic aid groups that you've worked with, that you would recommend to people if they ask that question at the screening?
Absolutely. The project was sponsored by the Virginia Interfaith Center, and they do public policy work through the General Assembly of Virginia. So that's actually where the connection of the political side of it comes in, is that they do public policy work in the General Assembly to advocate for social change and to fight different social injustices. And so I would definitely recommend people getting involved in the Virginia Interfaith Center. really just there are a lot of different community centers around in different places in different cities around, and those would be great to get involved in as well. But those are on a community basis, I guess. There are too many to list, really.
Sure. So both of you are directors of the school. How did the two of you work together to make it go?
I personally think we make a really great team. What I lack, Ben makes up for, and what Ben lacks, I can make up for, and we're good in all aspects. It just was really mind blowing to us because it was our first like real, I mean, other than small school projects, first big endeavor that we took, and I think just an excellent. I mean, our documentary film education from VCU School of the Arts was,
right.
I mean, prestigious, sure. as much as I don't like that word. but we just had some really awesome professors who gave us some really extraordinary perspectives on documentary film and on working with people and on being aware of what you're portraying and how you're portraying people and, you know, what kind of language you're using. And then just a common passion for people, which is always a mutual benefit that we've got. So,
well, tell me about your background. What each of you, what attracted you to filmmaking, documentary filmmaking specifically, and then what attracted you to these kind of social issues?
I would say that I got interested in doing justice work by seeing other films, and also from talking with other people that are in that field as well. Really learning about different issues that are going on. I mean, because it's, in terms of filmmaking, I mean, you could name 10 films and I've probably seen 3 of them. I mean, I don't really know film history and that and whatnot, but I just see it as a really crucial vessel to communicate and to tell stories, and there are a lot of people who don't get heard on a day-to-day basis, and this is a good way to tell stories that need to be told. And it's just as going through film school at VCU, seeing this as a perfect opportunity to use the tools and skills that we learned there to create social change, because that's how people are communicating now, is through video and online videos and films and whatnot. So that's just how to communicate a message to a large group of people. So, yeah.
I'd go along right with that. That sounds about good to me. I mean, I'm really, really intrigued by the viral potential of film these days, especially like tons of organizations that are doing small documentary shorts, profiles of people, profiles of events or organizations or things that are happening. It's just too easy to not, you know, participate, to not, you know, shoot a film on something and put it online and let everybody know about it.
Let's talk a little bit about that. You brought your film to the Virginia Film Festival. And have you had success with bringing it to other festivals and other screenings?
Well, this is actually the first festival that we got into. The second one we applied to, but so we're still pretty new to this. And it'll actually be showing at the Rosebud Film and Video Festival in Arlington next weekend. But yeah, we're very excited about both of those opportunities, and have applied to a few others, waiting to hear back. But we've done a lot of grassroots screenings. At different theaters and different organizations and places around the state, actually around the country too, but trying to do it grassroots style as well and get it out so that just so that people can see it. And I mean, this is not at all, hey, look at this film we made, but hey, look at what's going on. And so we're just trying to get it out there so people can respond in whatever ways that they will.
Sorry. And are there other films? Are you going to be hanging around the festival? Are there other films that you hope to see this weekend?
Yeah, I'm really excited for Cafeteria Man this afternoon. However, I just saw that it sold out. But I'm still going to try and show up, and we'll show our badges and see if we can get in. Also, Farmageddon, I'm really pumped to see. We went to the documentary shorts yesterday, which was like a really impressive collection of films. It's just really exciting to see. Actually, one of the guys who was in that was in school with us back in Richmond. So it's just exciting to see. Local filmmakers really. There's a lot of talented people in this state, and a lot of potential for good films.
So. Excellent. Will, thanks for coming by.
Absolutely.
And
thank you, Sean.
Thank you. The rest of the festival. We'll see you around.
Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care.